This week, the Annenberg Public Policy Center of the University of Pennsylvania released the results of a survey of military personnel and their families. Annenberg polled 655 people who either served on active duty between February and October or were family members of those who served. The poll asked respondents to evaluate President Bush, Senator Kerry, the economy, and the war in Iraq. We wanted to take a closer look at their opinions on Iraq. Adam Clymer is the survey's political director, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome.
Good to be with you, Jennifer.
This survey asked a number of questions about the way the war in Iraq has been carried out. What did you find?
In general, they were pleased with President Bush's handling of the situation. But when it got down to specifics, 62% said the administration hadn't sent enough troops. 59% said they had put too much stress on the Guard and Reserves. And another wrinkle, 51% disagreed with the Pentagon's policy of barring photographers showing coffins at Dover Air Force Base. Only 8% supported it. So they're pleased with their mission in general. I mean, obviously not all of them, but they're not happy with the way it's being carried out.
So how many did you find pleased with the mission?
We didn't ask that question in so many precise terms, but in terms of whether the war was worth it overall, more than two-thirds of our sample said so. And there wasn't much difference between regular military and reserve and guard.
The figures from this poll are different from another poll taken of the general civilian population. How does that compare?
Well, on a whole bunch of questions, the civilians are more unhappy. On the question of the war being worthwhile, the civilians are much more dubious about it. I think it's about two-fifths of civilians think the war was worth it, and two-thirds of the military sample do.
The military survey asked about the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal. You asked respondents who they felt should be punished, how far up the chain of command responsibility should go.
We put this question in because we did a focus group among some military people in June and were struck by the degree of anger they had at the people who had done this and at their superiors. They thought they'd made all the military forces look bad. 80% said the soldiers who committed the abuse should be punished. 79% said their immediate commanders. 50% said higher-ranking officers in Iraq. And about a quarter said some civilian officials in the Pentagon ought to be punished for it.
655 people in this military survey. It doesn't seem like a big sample.
No, it's not a big sample. We'd have happily done more, but these people are hard to find. Well, the way we got them was by asking everyone we polled, and we've polled about 40,000 people since February, is there someone on active duty in the military in your household? If they said yes, and that was somewhere between 2% and 3%, we kept that number and we called them back for this survey.
Would you say that this poll could be representative of the larger military or not?
I think it can. I mean, obviously, we would have preferred to be able to poll people in Iraq as well. That's not possible. I mean, people overseas. This is what it is. It's a poll of people in the United States who have served on active duty between February and October or who are the family members of people who have served and are unavailable. Now, I think it's perfectly representative of them.
How do you imagine this information will then be used? Who will find it useful?
Well, the first part, the first release we did, showed much greater favorability for Bush than Kerry among military. And guess what? The Bush-Cheney campaign held a press conference and they touted the results. I don't know what will happen with today's results, which arguably could be used by the Democrats to see there's even more evidence that Bush has run the war badly. I can't tell. We'll see.
Adam Clymer is political director of a recent National Annenberg Election Survey of Military Personnel and Their Families. Thanks very much.
Not at all.